This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is, God has a different path for me. And I can honestly say today, I am so grateful that God has been patient with me in teaching me this lesson. Because there were times when I would try to do something and I would fail at doing it, and it would take a direct hit on my self-esteem and self-worth. And I can remember one time in particular where I was in a job. For me, it felt like I was stuck in this job. I was ready to move on. Doors were opening up for everybody else around me, but here I am praying to God day and night to open a door for me, and it just didn't happen at that time. What he has taught me is what can feel like being stuck in a place to me is actually serving a greater purpose for him. And it is all a part of my path. And so I have learned that now, and my self-esteem doesn't take a hit like that anymore. I really reflected on this as I was reading in the book of Mark where Jesus heals the two blind men. Well, in Mark 10, the man from Jericho, he heals him instantly. But in Mark 8, the man from Bethesda, his healing process is a little bit more involved. That does not mean that the man whose process was more involved was less than or wasn't as worthy or something was wrong with him. It just meant that the two men had different paths. I'm so grateful to know that lesson. And I am comforted in the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Tune in tomorrow when we shift to the downfalls of materialism. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.